2024 July Semi-Annual Training. Week 12. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. Acts 1:3. He presented himself alive after his suffering by many irrefutable proofs, appearing to them through a period of 40 days and speaking the things concerning the kingdom of God. Luke 17:20-21. He answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." Although we are not told in Acts what the Lord spoke concerning the kingdom, we may infer what he said by considering other portions of the word. In the Gospels, the Lord Jesus taught the disciples a lot concerning the kingdom. When the Lord spoke regarding the kingdom in the Gospels, the disciples were not able to understand what the Lord as their professor was teaching them. Therefore, I believe that the Lord Jesus repeated his teaching in the 40 days between his resurrection and his ascension. When the Lord Jesus spoke to his disciples about the kingdom before his death and resurrection, he was not yet in them, for he was still in the flesh. Because the Lord was not in the disciples at that time, they did not have the spiritual insight to understand the kingdom of God. Today's reading. Knowing the kingdom of God requires spiritual perception, spiritual insight. In John 20, they, the disciples, received the wonderful person of the resurrected Christ into them as the life-giving Spirit. As a result, in Acts 1 they were very different. On the one hand, they were the same people; on the other hand, they were different because Christ, the life-giving Spirit, was now within them as their life and person. Because they had the life-giving Spirit within them, they were able to understand the Lord speaking concerning the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is not a material kingdom visible to human sight. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of the divine life. The kingdom of God is the spreading of Christ as life into his believers to form a realm in which God rules in his life. The fact that the kingdom is mentioned in 1:3 indicates that it would be the main subject of the apostles' preaching in their commission that was to come after Pentecost. The kingdom of God is the ruling, the reigning, of God with all its blessing and enjoyment. It is the goal of the gospel of God and of Jesus Christ. To enter into this kingdom, people need to repent of their sins and believe in the gospel so that their sins may be forgiven, and they may be regenerated by God to have the divine life, which matches the divine nature of this kingdom. All the believers in Christ can share the kingdom in the church age for their enjoyment of God in his righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It will become the kingdom of Christ and of God for the overcoming believers to inherit and enjoy in the coming kingdom age that they may reign with Christ 1,000 years. Then, as the eternal kingdom, it will be an eternal blessing of God's eternal life for all of God's redeemed to enjoy in the new heaven and new earth for eternity. The kingdom of God is the reality of the church brought forth by the resurrection life of Christ through the gospel. Regeneration is its entrance, and the growth of the divine life within the believers is its development. The kingdom of God is the Savior himself as the seed of life sown into his believers, God's chosen people, and developing into a realm over which God can rule as his kingdom in his divine life. This is the end of today's morning revival.